It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
J-Lo revealed that her and Will Smith almost did A Star Is Born together, but that ultimately, she thinks Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were the right choices.
I'm really proud of Bradley, one, for directing his first film and doing it. You know, we're friends, and watching Gaga kind of, you know, do her thing in the movie. It's just great. It was perfect and happened just like this movie. Everything happens in its own divine timing.
After seeing the movie A Star Is Born, I could not imagine Jennifer Lopez.
That is the weirdest thing ever. Will Smith and her?
Yeah.
So weird.
He's like, I need you to get jiggy with it.
I love knowing, though, like, who almost was could've in been some that of your lead favorite role. Movies. Yeah. Kevin Hart's abrupt departure as Oscars host has left the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences scrambling to find someone to take that gig. The Academy was blindsided by Hart's announced departure Thursday night. The Board of Governors will convene tonight at a previously scheduled meeting where the matter will be discussed. They're apparently freaking out that they didn't have, like, contingency plans in place by the Academy or ABC. The show's producers are back to square one. An option that they are thinking is not having any host at all, but rather a bunch of celebrities, something like SNL style and buzzy people, to keep the show moving. According to an insider, the Academy is under pressure to solve the host problem quickly ahead of the February 24th broadcast. Speaking of all of, you know, the drama, which is Kevin Hart had some old homophobic tweets surface where he used gay slurs and stuff like that. Well, his ex-wife has come to his defense, saying that she doesn't think he's homophobic.
I don't think, of course, he wants a gay son. That's not, because of course you want your son to be like you. But I think definitely if our son was to turn up gay, I don't think that he would be homophobic about it. I think he would embrace him. He would love him the same.
Jacquees, the singer, thinks that he's the king of R&B right now. On Instagram, he said, for this generation, I understand who done came and who done did that and that and that, but now it's my time. Jacquees, the king of R&B. Trey Songz and Ty Dolla $ign dropped laughing emojis in the comments. Jay Holiday recorded a video challenging his BS. Kehlani thinks that Beyonce sits at the top of the R&B throne. John Legend chimed in, tweeting, honestly, I don't think there is a king of R&B right now. Anyone consistently dominating the charge, selling out arenas, etc., like Usher at his prime, that's who would be the king of R&B. Not a comment on quality. I think the throne is open right now. Part of me is talking myself into saying Bruno or The Weeknd, but I'm not sure that they even neatly fit into that genre. I don't know who it would be, but I feel like
it would have been Usher's
comes to mind.
Possibly, yeah.
That's who comes to mind for me. Russ. Like, those are artists that I feel like are pretty big, but king is, like, such a huge title. I almost just feel like it's
just for attention. Yeah, it's just for attention. Yeah.
I feel like for our generation, Usher would be one of those people. A bunch of people said R. Kelly. You know how I feel about that.
He's the greatest, exactly.
No, it's not R. Kelly, for sure. That's
Wait,
psycho
do you
weirdo.
Not do you not remember I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah, but
and Trapped in the Closet
was,
1 through 22?
Well, but then we found out that, you know, he had a thing for kids.
That
so.
Doesn't mean you're not a musical genius. It just means you're a really disgusting person.
Steve Harvey went on Ellen and explained why he's no longer dyeing his mustache black, and he grew a beard.
I was on vacation, and I actually left my Just For Men at home because I had been dyeing my mustache, you know, black. So I didn't dye it, and then the rest of it started growing in, and next thing I knew, I went, damn, this is either going to be sexy or I'm ugly as hell. One of the two.
I didn't know that he dyed his mustache.
Oh, you
first
didn't?
Of all, no. And second of all, he does look sexy. He looks hot with his salt and pepper beard now.
I have not seen it. I'm going to have to go look at it.
Oh, just Google Steve Harvey new look. It'll pop up. He looks really good. Coming up in less than an hour, this rapper is taking a sabbatical to read the Bible.
Okay, real quick, can I get an update here? Have we heard from Liv the Web Girl?
Yes, she just texted producer Porkchop, I think.
All right, then I'm going to move what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about this and get an update because I think we have to figure out if she's coming in tonight or coming
it,
in
what
this morning.
Say?
She said, oh my goodness, I totally slept through my alarm and got confused about the time.
She would be fired by now somewhere else probably because this isn't the first time she's done this.
Oh, this is the first time she's done it since I've been here for a month and a half.
Welcome to the party. Welcome to the party.
Really,
Liv?
She's only worked here for like, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, but that's a lot. Hey, listen, here's what we'll do. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you have a suggestion, 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show what we need to do here. I think we all have some ideas, and we'll discuss those next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.